From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Jim Malone reports.
Donald Trump dismissed unsubstantiated intelligence reports that Russia had obtained compromising personal information about him and that members of his staff had colluded with Russia during the presidential campaign. Trump said it was disgraceful that intelligence information had leaked out and said the claims were fake news. Trump was at times combative with reporters as he repeated his vow to build a border wall with Mexico, protect U.S. jobs, and produce an alternative to President Barack Obama's health care law. Jim Malone, Washington.
The United Arab Emirates has confirmed the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16, mostly Afghan government officials. The provincial governor and the UAE ambassador to Kabul were among those wounded. The Taliban insurgency has denied involvement, saying it did not plant the bomb and instead blamed an internal local rivalry for the attack. Gambia's outgoing president has issued a warning to foreign leaders not to interfere with his country's electoral process. The comment comes as several African presidents are scheduled to meet with him on Thursday. Yahya Jammeh says the country can figure out for itself whether he should give up power. He has asked a court to overturn the results of December's election in which he lost. He warned against what he called propaganda and misinformation aimed at discrediting him. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson is facing confirmation hearings before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Questioned about U.S. relations with Russia, Tillerson says that country poses a danger to the U.S. He said Russia must be held accountable for its invasion of Ukraine and that NATO is right to be alarmed by a resurgent Russia.
Where important differences remain, we should be steadfast in defending the interests of America and her allies. Russia must know that we will be accountable to our commitments and those of our allies, and that Russia must be held to account for its actions.
Tillerson said the U.S. is not likely to ever be friends with Russia, noting that the two nations have starkly different values. U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions faced a second day of confirmation hearings Wednesday as President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General. In an unusual move, Senator Cory Booker, a black Democrat from New Jersey, testified against his colleague, accusing Sessions of having what he called deeply troubling views on the ideals of racial equality.
In fact, at numerous times in his career, he has demonstrated a hostility towards these convictions and has worked to frustrate attempts to advance these ideals.
Two black congressmen also testified against Sessions. Sessions denied charges of racial prejudice during testimony Tuesday. Somalia's lower house of parliament re-elected its speaker Wednesday, the first top official chosen in an election process marred by delays and allegations of vote buying. Mohamed Osman Jawari won election in the first round with 141 out of 259 votes. An American citizen arrested in the shooting of a U.S. consular official in Mexico last week has been extradited. Zia Zafar was brought back Monday, one day after his arrest by Mexican authorities. A surveillance video posted on Facebook by the U.S. consulate shows the shooter waiting outside a parking garage before opening fire on Christopher Ashcraft's car as he was driving out of the garage. Ashcraft, a 13-year Foreign Service officer, is said to be in stable condition at a Mexican hospital. Iran Air has received a jet airplane procured following a 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. The jet is the first of 100 on order from Airbus. The plane just delivered will go into service Saturday, traveling Iran's domestic routes. The war in Yemen has taken the lives of nearly 1,400 children and forced the closure of almost 2,000 schools. UNICEF Yemen representative Merit Shell Rilano says the actual numbers are likely to be much higher. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.